You turn my darkness into light, sun goddess. You know, great bumper tune. Sun Goddess 2000, Ramsey Lewis, for those of you who like to keep track. By the way, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time here on Progressive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information that's gathered from, well, everywhere we can gather it. I would say around the world, but if there's some way we can reach beyond and into the universe, we're going there too. But for right now, we'll say gathered around the world. It's news and information that you can use. It's news for you, by you, and of you. And with that said, we ask that you continue to send us your thoughts and your suggestions and your comments with regard to how we can continue to evolve and make this program what it's intended to be at even a broader and grander level. Much of our news comes from you, the listener, in terms of either the guest or the topics and the guest. So continue sending us information, and you can send it directly to me at Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A, 1-8, at msn.com. And so, with that said, we like to take the first few minutes and we'll just open up the airwaves to you, because we certainly would not be here were it not for you. And we are approaching our ninth year. Time goes fast, doesn't it, for those of our regular listeners who have been with us these past 8 years plus. The call-in number is 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142, where we like to keep it real, keep it live, and keep it about you and us all the time. So with that said, I'll get up on my soapbox for just a moment and talk about something that I'm sure everyone knows about by now, and of course I'd be remiss if I didn't speak to it, and that is another black man running killed by a white police officer. We're way, way, way over the edge. You know, you talk about, or you may have heard, you know, pushing the envelope. Okay, you're pushing it. Or we used to say, okay, you really trying me now, okay? It's been tried. It's done. Jury is out. There is no mistaking. We have a major, major dilemma. And see, this isn't the same old dilemma, because we've been dealing with this for the last 200 years. But it's gone to a whole other level. And if a scenario happens again tomorrow or today later on or next week, anything additional is just mess on top of the mess. For those of you, few of you who, at least in my listening audience, and I say few, it must be very few, because I'm so proud to say my listening audience is very informed, at least generally, as to what's going on. And I'm referring to South Carolina. Yeah, you know I was going to talk about it. North Charleston, South Carolina. NCSC. North Charleston, South Carolina. Where this week we had another killing. Now this one, you know, it just takes it to another level. And folks, as you all know, and we're going to get into spirituality today, by the way, and I'll speak about that in a moment when we get to our first guest and our only guest for today. If we just step back and understand that there's an energy that supersedes everything, and I will tell you, those who are in power, when I say power, able to impact their own well-being, because that's what real power is. Some people say, well, money is power. It's a part of it. You know, it's like saying price versus value. You know, price is one thing, but give me value every time. So money is one thing, but give me power every time. I would say to you, those in power, they understand some of these principles that we here on Progressive News Weekly bring you year in and year out through many of our guests, notwithstanding myself. What I'm talking about is it goes beyond knowledge. You know, it's a feeling, it's a vibe, it's energy. And you can ignore it if you want to. But at some point, it's going to have its due. In other words, it's going to present itself such that you cannot ignore it. You know, they say you drop a pebble on your head and then they drop a rock. Don't let the anvil fall down on you. See, this thing has been going on for far too long. And now we're at the point where it can't be about, well, you know, they didn't really put him in a chokehold. They were trying to restrain him. Well, you know, he was really tussling with the guy over there in Ferguson. Well, now the kid did have a plastic gun. Well, you know, we really can't say what happened down there in Florida because, you know, it was really, you know, Trayvon and he was acting strange with that hood on. No, we got proof. And you notice in each one of those incidences, it became more and more obvious. And you still had the establishment saying, we can justify this. This man, they immediately let go. But we're not letting go. We, those who cared. I'm not just talking about my black listeners. I'm blessed to have listeners who are progressive. That's what we're Progressive News Weekly. See, I have white listeners. I have Christian listeners. I have Jewish listeners. I have my Muslim listeners. I have the nation listening. We have a broad breadth, all religions, all races. So, folks, we got to bind and speak out on this. We call ourselves sometimes mouse warriors, meaning we get on our computers. It's a different era. You know, Gil Scott said it so well, the revolution will not be televised. It will be live. And it's time to get all the way live. Get on your computers. You know, we need to send some messages up to our local establishment. We're outraged at this, especially my African-American descent listeners, which includes virtually everyone if you really understand the beginning and how man first began. I hope for those of you who are somewhat knowledgeable, intelligent, reasonable, which, of course, doesn't include everyone, understand that the oldest bones on the planet have always come from Africa. So, in that sense, we're all African descended. But especially my African American listeners, we have got to step up and out. This should be the talk in the bank, the post office, the supermarket, and anywhere else you find yourself. And then just don't talk the talk, but you got to walk the walk. If you don't do anything but get on that computer and send an email, send it to your congressman or congresswoman, and they may say, well, we don't have a problem here. Yeah, well, I'm still outraged. And in fact, I'm not going to say we don't have that problem here. So what I'm talking about is a white police officer who gunned a black man down. This is a white police officer while he was running away. Then he reported that the I'm laughing because it's a more palatable emotion at this point. I could be yelling and screaming or tearfully crying. But I prefer to have a somewhat cynical laugh behind this one so I can get on with my radio program. The black individual was running, and this white police officer decided he was going to shoot him in the back 8 times. And while he's shooting him, he drops something, which appears so strangely to be a taser, a stun gun. In his report, he reports that the black man had taken his taser off of him after basically attacking him, and I'm ad-libbing here, after basically attacking him, had taken his stun gun, and he had to shoot him. Now, that's the report. But back to what happened. So the black man is running. White man runs after him, shoots him 8 times in the back, and then walks up on him after picking up this object that he had just dropped. Walks up on the black man, handcuffs him, and drops that object next to him, this being apparently the stun gun, and then reports that the black man put him in a state of fear for his life. And we're going to wrap this one up, and we're going to go into our program. Because the interesting part about all of this is that it was all being filmed, unbeknownst to this officer. Talk about caught in the act. And so you think about this, and you extract back and step back and say, as my friend Arsenio would say, my homeboy, makes you go, makes you go, I wonder how many times this happens across America in all the reported killings of African American people. So I'm going to let us stew on that for a moment, okay? And charge you, because we'll be coming back to this story. You can believe it. Dick Gregory was on last week, and boy, I would have loved to have heard his take on this. He will be here in Plainfield, where I am currently, and you know, I'm sure he's going to speak on that. And for those of you in the New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania area, and Connecticut, yes, do understand Dick Gregory will be in Plainfield, New Jersey, which is about a stone's throw from Newark, about 20 miles from Newark, New Jersey, and about 20 miles from Elizabeth, New Jersey, just to give you some perspective. And that will put you about 25, 24 miles out of New York City. Come on out to Plainfield, New Jersey, and have some fun with us. We're going to have a Black History celebration, and the keynote speaker will be Mr. Dick Gregory. We're going to have a jazz band. We're going to have some dance and ensemble troupe that will be there. We're going to honor some folks for their good work in the community, and it's just going to be a really, really good time. We're going to have one of the Apollo winner children on there, eighth grade phenom, who just won Apollo, and it's going to be a great time. And that event is taking place this Saturday, April 11th, at Plainfield High School. And that event is going to be taking place from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance and $20 at the door. And, of course, that's a steal. And I invite everyone to come out. If you want more information, you can call me at 908-612-7810, and you can get more information. There is a website. No, I don't know if you can buy tickets from the website, but there's a website that has a flyer that you can get more information on it, and the website is pcdc-newjersey.com. That's pcdc-newjersey, well, that's NJ.com. pcdc-NJ.com. So much. Too much. Anyone remember Eleanor Bumpers? African-American woman killed in New York City, shot about 100 times, and that's a misstatement. You know, that's me exaggerating. But this was an elderly woman, okay? An elderly woman. And the police, you know, claimed that she was a threat. So she was shot twice with a 12-gauge shotgun. It's just the woman had arthritis, other health problems. That from that until now, it's just gotten more obvious and more worse. So with that said, come on out this weekend to see Dick Gregory and participate in the celebration here in Plainfield and join us for a good time. And in the meantime, we will be joined shortly by Ula Pasternak. And, of course, those of you who are regular listeners, well, then you know that Ula is a GMO specialist, food specialist as well. She is also a specialist in energy. Yes. Talk about the spring equinox and gaining balance, because we certainly need to do that with all that's going on. And it'll be a good time. So she'll be joining us in just a few moments. And just like to ask you, as I always do, to hold on to your seats, because it's going to be live, and we're going to be sharing information with you that will empower you and, you know, enlighten you and encourage you and hopefully instill you to get involved in action for yourself. And I'm looking very forward to that. Ula's been a guest with Progressive News Weekly for several years, and just shared, you know, just good information with us. And so we do appreciate her as a friend of Progressive. Progressive News Weekly. And so if you have questions for Ula or want to comment on the dialogue, please dial 347-838-9191, and we will be sure to open the airwaves up for you. Cecil is in the engineering studio just waiting for your call. So Cecil's bringing Ula in, and yep, he's bringing Ula in shortly. But I did want to just share with you that news. It's in mainstream media, but of course you may not be getting it like it's being presented here. And we're not done with this yet. We'll bring in some experts to get into some of the psychological aspect. And speaking of psychological, while we're waiting for Ula to join us out in the studio, there was something that came out of Fox News. And for you, those of you who don't understand, what's this thing about Fox News? Fox News is very much known to be very conservative in terms of its programming. Well, I won't say programming. I'll say in terms of its news broadcasting. And you can see it if you watch the shows. When I say conservative, pro-Republican platform, in some cases, very extreme anti-Democratic, anti-Obama programming in terms of their news. And you know, you can don't believe me if you don't want to, of course, if you don't tune in to Fox News much. talking about their evening news for the most part. Most Fox News in the mornings, if you travel anywhere in the country, is local news. And so I'm not referring to that. I'm talking about their evening news shows for the most part. And so one of the hosts, Greg Gutfeld, was commenting on the situation in South Carolina. And from his perspective, he makes a statement. I didn't see a black man killed by a white cop. I saw a man shoot another man in the back. And, that kind of underscores, that Fox mindset. And from what I've seen, and don't misunderstand me, I'm not pro MSNBC, which is kind of the counter of Fox News. I mean, they're very pro-democratic, pro-Obama. I just think we have to be very careful with either extreme, because from my perspective, as some of our guests will allude to, I say left-wing, right-wing, in many cases, too many cases for sure, it's the same bird. And when I say the same bird, they say flip a bird, if you know what I mean. It's the same bird that's being flipped at us. And I say us, the people, the grassroots. The middle class is being squeezed out. We're almost becoming a class nation. So we have to be very careful on either extreme. But that, I thought, was a bit much to just make that kind of a statement. That's what I saw. So how are we doing? Are we got Una on the line yet? It's just checking to see where we are with that. Cecil would bring Una on. And I think she's ready to go. Can open up her mic. Sure he has that ability to reach out to her. And maybe she's not available, but she was scheduled to join us. And things do come up because, as I always say, it's live radio. And when it's live, well, anything can happen, right? So I'll send that number up to Mr. Cecil again to see if he can make this happen. Try to make it happen ourselves. So looks like we have Una Pasternak coming on board here. And I always love Una, the way she comes on, because she's such filled with just good, positive energy. And I'm sure you'll sense that when she comes on. It's been quite a while since she has actually joined us. So I see she is coming into the studio now. And we're going to basically just talk about the rites of spring, just to kind of change gears a little bit. We have to be balanced, right? It's important that we just don't totally always focus on things to avoid. I like to say, and I learned this from a mentor, an in-law actually, who was a farmer. And he said, Daryl, the best way to get rid of weeds is to grow good grass. So we don't always want to focus on what we need to get rid of. Let's focus on what we need to enhance and expand. And that's what my friend Una Pasternak and I are going to talk about for the next 20 minutes or so. So with that said, I'm so proud and happy and pleased, especially when I have someone on that's a friend as well as a colleague. I'm so pleased to bring to you Una Pasternak, who is truly a humanitarian and food and GMO specialist and energy specialist. And she comes to us from Pennsylvania. Una, I hear you in studio. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Thank you.
So hi, it's been a while. How are you doing?
I am wonderful.
I know
it
you've been traveling all over the world.
Well, it has been an amazing winter. Even though we all hibernate, and it was a little rough on us this time around on the East Coast, Northeast, but I have learned to focus on the blessings and go with the flow. So spring is here, and it's time for spring cleaning of the body and the mind and the soul, and ready to plant seeds, ready to grow, and not if, it's how. And can we do it with prioritizing and effectiveness and looking forward to a wonderful season of growth and caring and supporting each other with that growth and prioritizing what is truly important in life for us.
You know, you're so correct. Just prior to you coming on, I, as I always do, I always bring, you know, news and information that's current, and sometimes it's not hitting the mainstream, and sometimes it is, especially if it's not given the attention it needs, or if there needs to be some action behind the news, because so often we just get news, but there's no action behind it. You know, we'll hear that, oh, did you hear that, GMO foods. Okay, did I lose you, Eula?
No,
hello?
But it sounds like you're shuffling papers.
Yeah, my headset kind of came off there. You see what happens when I have you on the line, all that energy. But what I was saying is, it's as though there's a mainstream news that talks about the fact that, you know, 80% or 70% of our soybeans that we consume are GMO. Okay, that's good news. Great. But now what do we do with that? And that's the differentiator between programs like Progressive News Weekly and CBS or NBC. Because they're just going to give that to you and say, well, that's it. Deal with it. Whereas here we're going to say, okay, there's a rally going on in May, and you can participate to help change that. And so that's what we're about. And I was talking about a situation earlier today, something that, you know, was disheartening. And, you know, we've talked about some of this, Eula. These recent wave of killings of, you know, men and children in the street by police officers. And it just seems to be too often where it's a white police officer and a black victim. And so I was just speaking that, you know, it's one thing to hear the news and just be outraged internally, but at some point you need to talk with your neighbors, as one of my doctor associates will say sometimes, you know, don't block the chimney, you know, you got to let it, got to let it out, do something with that energy. And so it's time to be more than just outraged and send the letters, and this is what I was saying earlier. But then I followed that little story up, that little monologue that I started the program up with, to say, okay, now we don't always want to just focus on the things that we want to avoid. We also have to re-energize ourselves. We have to talk about the things that we want to enhance and expand, not just the things that we want to stop and take away. And that's where our conversation comes in, because we're coming into a period of growth and renewal. This is spring. And there's no coincidence in life. And as you know, as an energy specialist, we have to understand the energy by which we are made. And there are seasons for us, as well as the environment, the plants, the trees, the grass, the flowers around us. And so this is a time for us to come out and renew and restore. And so with that said, talk with us a little bit. We just had a spring equinox, right? And it's a time of coming out.
Yes. Well, so many beautiful energies are coming to the planet to help us with balancing. Equinox is about balance of day and night, light and dark, and helping us prioritize what we need to focus on, what we need to adjust and shift so that we have more balance in life. I didn't make it home in time, so I pulled in to shut off engine in the car to talk to you and your audience in front of a beautiful organic farm and market. And I'm looking at a beehive, both a top bar and our square box types. And I'm looking forward to planting seeds that are not coated with chemicals that then translate into using herbicides or pesticides and bringing in true nourishment of the body through food. Because I have already done my cleanup. I have done intestinal cleansing. I have started my liver cleanse. I look forward to continuing with helping my kidneys and restoring my blood, which is what I recommend as the order for the spring cleanup, the body cleanup. And I will be with my spiritual family soon in a week or so to not only recertify with my modalities, healing and activating and modalities, but also to clear my obstacles to connecting to my soul, to connecting to my spirit so that in a better way, so that I download with faster speed all the blessings and all the good advice and be ready to not just inspire myself and make it easier on myself to remember how sacred and holy and amazing and powerful I am as a being of light, as a worker for the light, as a good friend, a good daughter, as a good neighbor, as a good healer, as a good teacher. I want to be accountable for myself, my relationship with myself, relationships around me, and nourish and nurture the positive so that my mind is easier to control and be positive, so that my words have more kindness, my actions are more compassionate, so that I am in check with my negativity, so that I can create more abundance through bringing inspiration and joy and helping people heal. So together we can create that synergy and help this planet balance itself. I mean, we all serve a purpose and we all serve the light. But if our purpose aligns with our divine purpose, then life is so much more pleasant and so much more healthy, because we don't frustrate ourselves and we don't attract mirrors that are frustrating. And with that balance, we had a beautiful full moon in Libra. And Libra is also a balancing energy. And in May, we have on the pagan calendar, we have a full moon and a sun holiday in the same few days. So it's another third beautiful balancing energy coming to the planet that we can use to help ourselves, help
now,
our family.
We have in May, Ula, you were saying, that's coming up?
Well, we have a holiday called Beltane, May Day, and the next full moon is very close to that, so they overlap each other. So the energy of the sun and the energy of the full moon is with us together. So again, that can help us balance ourselves. And that is the first truly creative late spring, well, I call it late spring, early summer, but that mid-spring beautiful balancing energy. So we can truly harness the blessings that are here for us to help with balance in life, that can bring balance in everything and everyone that cares to connect and work with it and harness the blessings. Because not everyone cares, not everyone wants to make the effort. A lot of people struggle and choose apathy over what I call a good and fun fight. Fight for fun. Fight to get rid of negativity, apathy, depression. And join us to rebuild this world, rebuild our body and our mind and our connection to the sacredness of inside and around us. It's here. It might take a little effort, but it's so worth it because the payoff is so much bigger than anything we can get here physically. A lot of physical fun, but emotional gratitude and that connection to spirit that guides us to remember our divinity and our sacred contract, how to bless this world and be rewarded, exchange for the blessings that can come back to us if we remain open. And spring is that perfect time of the year to create those openings and do a little trimming and do a little cleanup and start over and make it bigger and better and more fun and more beautiful. And that is what I hope our listeners connect to and take as a message to work with and enjoy more sunshine and more and rain.
What did you say was a message to work with? Intent?
Well, set intent to grow and be blessed by divine energy that comes into this planet all the time so we can create with it our bliss, our beauty, our balance.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that intent. How valuable is intent in the scheme of things?
Well, it's as valuable as we are ready, willing, and able to make it real in the physical. How many times we go to classes, how many times we take workshops and read books, but nothing comes of it. So intention is the beginning, it's an opening. And then we need to make a little physical effort to make that intent real in the physical. For some, we seem to observe that it almost comes easy. Maybe it does because they have worked so hard and they keep their system of manifestation flowing, unplugged, removing obstacles and maintaining the connection to divine energies that flow through us to create with. So intent is an opening. Open the gate. Let the elemental energies and alchemy of creation happen. But it takes a little bit of effort. I mean, inspiration, the thought about something, we plan how to make it happen, and then action. We need to act on it, not just keep it, oh, it would be nice if this happened. Make the effort and see it become real, come alive in a physical. And then we celebrate.
So that's as you say, manifestation of the intent, the power of intention. And I think
yes.
Some people miss that that element that's critical in that process, which you mentioned, which is effort. So you have the intent, but you must follow the intent with effort. And if you follow the intent with effort, then just the ethers of the universe, if the effort is sincere, and see, that's where I think some people may miss it. They think they can fake the effort by the action. And I think there may be a difference there. You can do something without real intent. You can do it by going, as we've said, you've heard the saying, going through the motion without real
intent.
Absolutely.
Pretending or faking it. That is weak. There is no strong foundation or stability in it. So either the rewards or the results are temporary or very weak compared to what can be done with true stability and intent, strong intent, passion, and purpose, and sincere effort, physical effort to make something happen, whether it's creating a relationship, whether it's shifting the way we take care of our body, whether we want to create a new project. There is a stage for inspiration, there is a stage for planning, and there is a stage for action. Many, many, many people get stuck on planning stages. Oh, and falling into the trap that I don't have enough. I don't have enough knowledge. I haven't read enough books. I haven't taken enough classes. I don't have enough of this or that. And that's a trap. That's a trap, and that project, that beautiful creation is stuck in the head or the heart. It needs to be born from the belly and bring it down into the physical through the whole system of manifestation, from the top of the head to our wonderful feet, and ground it so that it is physically real. And we can enjoy it with all of our senses. We can see it. We can touch it. We can smell it. We can hear it. We can, well, not everything has all five senses for us to enjoy, but something that we can manifest and experience and enjoy physically.
Can we come back a little bit about that preparation? I want to just segue back for a moment. At the top of your segment, you mentioned that, you know, you've done some preparation as we evolve into the spring season, and you've done so on a holistic basis and also on a physical basis with a simple cleaning process. You spoke of liver and your kidneys and intestinal cleanses. That is an important part. We often talk about spiritualists, you know, how we are spiritual beings first, and then we're housed by the physical. It's not, even though this physical is secondary, it's not as though the physical is unimportant. It's critical, because you have to have that physical to house that wonderful, magnificent, and divine spirit, which is critical. And so if that spirit is truly something that you appreciate and embrace, then how much more important would the physical be to protect that on this plane? And so I hear you talking about certain physical things that you do.
Yeah. Well, again, it is my responsibility to maintain good health. And I want to hold myself accountable. I don't want to need sick care because I neglected my body. I want to maintain, prevent, and enjoy good health. Because with that good health and helping others maintain their good health, we heal this world. By example, yes, books help, movies help. I mean, we might get inspired. But a walking, talking, caring, sharing example is the best. And again, a little bit of effort to know and honor what feels good. Being healthy feels good. Mm-hmm. I like feeling good. I like feeling great. And it was a little bit of effort in observing, I don't feel energetic. I don't feel happy. What did I do? Not what did my friends do or my clients do. What did I do that weakened my stamina, that weakened my digestion, that weakened my happiness. And then take a little bit of time to recalibrate, whether it's rest, whether it's a cleanse, whether it's asking someone for help if I feel too worn out to do it myself. Part of being responsible and accountable. It is fun to help each other. I love exchanging with my friends for healing therapies that I know will work because they are also accountable and responsible and care, take good care of their bodies and their connection to the soul. So we work with, we work multidimensionally with always the highest, not just intent, but the highest good in mind for each other. We don't play into dramas. We don't need adrenaline. We support each other's peace and serenity, good health, and we help each other keep up with the stresses in life by offering kindness and fun. It's not about suffering and pity parties or feeding into the victim energy, which is very powerful.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, we meet and chat a little bit. It's just like, you wouldn't believe how I neglected myself. That was so silly of me. And this is what I'm doing now. And it's working well. Yay, finally. So no victim energy in our circle of friends. We do not want to participate in pity parties. And those who come into our lives need to understand sort of the base rules. We are here to support each other. No victim energy. We support each other with kindness, with what we ask for help, and we, whoever is ready, we share in the blessings of this world. And that is how we grow, because the more kindness, the more compassion, the more joy, fun, and truly offering love, pure love to each other, that heals us and that helps us grow. And we are strong and peaceful and sharing from the overflow. We are sharing because we're filled up. We share our abundant joy and abundant love and abundant energy of enjoying this world, enjoying each other, and protecting it too. So this is what I hope our listeners take into heart and evaluate if they need to shift anything in their lives, inside, outside, to bring more peace, to bring more joy, to bring more balance into life, to enjoy this world and contribute meaningfully to the stability of this world and resist the dramas and resist the adrenaline that is based on victim energy. We all have access to different powers, and it is up to us how we use and what we create. So I hope there are fewer victims and more victors that are strong and stable, grounded, enjoying their physical creations, celebrating their life, celebrating their relationships and friendships, and celebrating our accomplishments. But like you said, it starts with intent and a little bit of planning and planting seeds of positive growth and positive shifting and helping each other to balance this world.
Wow. What type of things would you recommend on a physical level in terms of just considering, in terms of foods, in terms of you know cleansing oneself? What type of activities would you recommend as we coming out of the winter, you know, more hibernation?
It depends on where we are. We are creatures of habits and patterns. So what are we supporting ourselves with, and what are our addictions that are not supporting us? And evaluating how well we feel after our meals, after our meetings with friends, after a day's work. I mean, how toxic or how safe is our environment, and how good and energetically speaking, good we feel after our meals and company we keep during the meals. Can we start the morning with warm lemon water instead of caffeine, or a little bit of even water with salt? That can be a little bit of a cleanse. Can we do that throughout the day and see how we feel? Now, it takes 3 days to shift chemistry in the body. So let's shift something for 3 days and see how we feel. Can we have gentle cleanse, or can we do something stronger because we are not that busy? So if we have a caffeine withdrawal headache, we're going to be okay. Or can we do it over the weekend? Or can we do a whole week, whether it's with juices, whether it's with a healthy soup? Again, different techniques work with different lifestyles. Now, I can afford to take a day or two to truly do a good cleanse and come back refreshed and rejuvenated, back full throttle, full force to being very active. Some people might not be able to do that because they have too many responsibilities. So a gentle addition of something, and maybe, of course, less sugar, less processed food, and bringing in more fresh, a lot of foods that are fresh, are cooling foods. So as the weather warms up for us in springtime, let's bring more fresh fruits and vegetables, whether it's juice, which is easiest to absorb, or smoothies, and back off from as much dairy or grains and processed foods, so that the body can truly enjoy the nutritious bounty of fresh food. And then if you can or choose to, we can use some herbal support for whether it's intestinal cleansing or liver cleansing or kidney or blood cleansing, to restore vitality by detoxing and removing leftover pounds that we put on during winter and let go of including toxic relationships or toxic stimuli in our life that we mm-hmm. know are not serving us.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
or environment. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whether it's with, you know, even toxic cleansing products or toxic words we hear from our friends or family members, we can assert ourselves and say with kindness, please don't do that. That doesn't sound good. That doesn't feel good. And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to feel it. It weakens me, and I don't want to be weak.
Now, so you're at this point, I love this, you're evolving into, from that physical, and those are some great antidotes. You spoke of lemon water. Before I mention any more detail about you, which is what I was going to say, going into a more spiritual side of this evolving, preparing for, you know, as we go into spring season cycle, and I hear you going more into that spiritual side in terms of the energy that we're exposing ourselves to, those toxic energies is where I see you heading now. Before you go there, and we only have about four more minutes, so I'm looking forward to you coming back in the next week or so, and, you know, continuing as we always do. We can never do one program and really get, you know, something of substance across to our listeners. So, you know, we're going to continue this, of course. Now, as you get ready to go and evolve into that spiritual side of it, we have about 4 minutes. Give us one more thing on the physical. You mentioned, for example, lemon water. Like, I could, you know, think of some things like a milk thistle or something like that, but without going into a whole cleanse for someone, because as you said, it really should depend on what the need is. I mean, but there are some general things that you can do, like I do, I try to do the lemon water or something more alkaline in the morning. Give us some one specific on the physical before you say more on the spiritual end.
Well, many of the herbal teas can replace caffeine and can be cleansing. There's a lot of advice online, even bringing fresh herbs that are starting to be more available to us. Parsley is an incredible cleanse for liver, for kidneys, and for blood. Like you mentioned, dandelion will be available. The bitter herbs help our digestion. So just enjoying bringing more water into our lives again. I mean, we sort of shrink in winter, even though it's in Oriental medicine a season for kidneys and adrenals to regenerate, and the bladder, it's energetically, we might drink less water in winter because it's cold. So now we can bring more liquids and more water with a little salt, a little lemon, or other, that will be opening our energy up, and bring in more green smoothies to energize the body and immune system so that we rebuild our stamina. And as the world wakes up, as nature wakes up, I love eating seasonal food. So bringing more of the healthy oils from avocados, from nuts, to be able to, again, refresh the body with fresh food and be able to harness, again, the blessings of this world and resist the pollution that comes with food by choosing more organic and non-GMO food. We've had a lot of progress made about labeling, and we have March Against Monsanto coming up on the 23rd of May throughout the world. And more progress is made by banning the pesticides that hurt our bees. So the world is waking up to the toxicity and the wrong that we have done to nature with greed and chemicalizing our food production, our cleaning regimens, our improvements of Mother Nature that are just wrong, like genetic modification. So we are waking up. We do care. We just need to make a little bit of effort and make shifts that support sanity and pleasure and joy of sitting together at a meal, and we know there are healthy ingredients in there, and we will feel wonderful after that meal. Not just because we keep good company, but we actually used healthy ingredients to make our meals with.
Wow. I see we have just about run out of time, and it always happens this way. You know, when you come back, put a little carrot out, I always like to give our listeners something to look forward to. Let's continue the dialogue going into some of the spiritual aspects. As you said, cleansing ourselves of toxic people and environments. Those are just as important as cleansing the liver and the kidneys and the spleen and the other organs and systems.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk a little bit about allergies.
Or at least building immunity. You know, at least building good immunity so they do not affect us as much. So
well, that ties
it's,
right in with what I want to talk about,
yeah.
Which is allergies. Because immunity is
yeah.
a big part, as you know, of dealing with allergies.
Yes.
Whether human energy allergies, because, you know, we've had these discussions, people don't understand sometimes that we could be allergic to certain energies. That's a topic that we'll leave them with. How about that, Yula? We'll leave them hanging with that
one.
And
again, absolutely. We can come
That's
back
a good
to,
one. That's
to
a,
our dialogue.
We'll pick some of that on our next segment, which I'd like to see us, if we can. I think I have the next couple of weeks going. But I know in May is a big month. You know, we always do a couple of special programs in May. So I know you and I will be connecting in May. A lot of things coming up with the GMO protest and those things. So if nothing
yes.
else, I'm going to look forward to that first week in May because I think the next
Wonderful.
Couple of weeks we have some things going on. But I'd like for you to join me in one or both of those weeks coming up because we won't let April get away without doing something to respect Earth Month because this is next week is Earth Week and Earth Day and
yes.
you know and not that every month of the year is not Earth Week and Earth Day but we want to recognize those days that have been set aside for those things and this is April and Earth Week is next week so as you enter Earth
and
Week. No, actually,
Let's
Earth Week is the week after next. The week after
yes.
next. The week, the 22nd, yes. So
the
22nd, we have some time.
Yes.
Let me go to the schedule. I think we can probably come together again before this month is out. That's right. This is just the second week of the month, and we have 5 Thursdays in April. So let's work it out, Yula, and see if we can bring back the airwaves.
Okay. I will be out of the country, but we can try.
Okay, well, we'll work it out. So, listeners, we'll come back and we'll touch base on some of the things that we just discussed. And in case you just joined us, just know that we've been talking with Yula Pasternak, a friend, a colleague. She's a founder of it's the Unity Center for Empowered Living.
For
yes?
healing and empowerment, yes. Unity Center for Healing and Empowerment, yes.
Yes, for healing and empowerment. If someone wants to get more information on what you do, how would they best reach you, Yula?
The phone number is 610-287-2714 or email Ula, U-L-A, U-Center, theucenter.com.
Okay. One more time, if you would repeat that, because I know they'll say, I didn't catch that. And what was that site again?
The site is theucenter.com. theucenter.com.
Very good. So we thank you once again for joining us and participating in evolving into our spring and sharing good news and information with the listeners as always. And, you know, I just look forward to the next time when we can come together. And this time just flies whenever we do this. So looking forward to it. Thank you again.
Better way.
And until the next time, all the listeners, we thank CISO, our engineer. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. And until next week, remember, it's up to you to evolve. And intent is nothing without action and sincere intent. So until next week, so long, be well, and tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. And don't forget to check out the other programs by Renford Network. Let's gracefully step into tomorrow. Don't forget, this weekend, St. Gregory, Plainfield, New Jersey. God bless.